You are listening to BensTorah.com.
A chosen walks down. And what does everybody do when the chosen walks down? Everybody stands up. Why does everybody stand up? Chosen Dom HaMelech. So the truth is, there are really two understandings. One is the Yerushalmi Bikurim. We used to stand up for the people that were bringing the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. They were Osek in a Dvar Mitzvah. When people are Osek in a Dvar Mitzvah, we're Machabi the Mitzvah by standing up, the Yerushalmi says. And we have the minute to go and stand up in the midst of Shachars by Vayivarach David. When the Tzedakah collector comes around, why don't we stand up by Vayivarach David? Because that's when Atah Moshe Bakol. That's when typically the minhag was that people went around with the Pushka. Amela were standing up because someone's involved in the mice of Asifas Ksofim, a first token for a chosh of a cause. So one reason is because they're involved in the mitzvah. Now, is he involved in the mitzvah yet? The mitzvah doesn't start until he's under the chuppah, and then they're involved in the mitzvah. So what are we standing up? If we're standing up to Melcham, he's in mitzvah. He's bringing the Bikur to the Beis HaMikdash. There's just a Hechshav mitzvah ba'alma. We just need to get him to the chasana. And if he would have walked in unbeknownst to us and he's standing under the chuppah, I'm a Seder Gamor. If somebody dropped him from a helicopter right through that little hole on top of the chuppah, he came in through the skylight, he wouldn't be standing up. This, it's only Hechshav mitzvah to get to the chuppah. They didn't start the Maisa mitzvah. As if you hold that we have to stand up for people involved in the mitzvah. And when is he involved in the mitzvah? When he actually starts the Maisa Kedushin. He's not there yet. Ella what? It must be because Chos and Dom HaMelech, we have a Pirkei Avot, the end of Perek Tes Zayin, that says Chos and Dom HaMelech, Ma Melech Mechabdin Oso Mekalsin Oso. We give him honor and we extol his many virtues. So too we do that by a Chos.
But he's not a
Chos. Excellent. He's not a Chos yet. El Choro, when is he a chosun? He's a chosun when he's standing under the chuppah. Then it's a chosun next to Kala. So what are we doing? What are we doing today? I was sitting in a chasana years ago next to Moshe Brown, and he says, I don't know what everyone's doing. Standing up? If they're standing up because he's osik in a maisa mitzvah, that Yerushalmi Mikurim, he's not osik in a maisa mitzvah yet. And if it's because a chosun dom HaMelech, Lachayri is not a melech until he's standing under the chuppah. And now once the tachas together, the chuppah, and we start the process, Al Chayra, that's when it's chosun dom HaMelech. But as I tell people, stand up anyway. Why? Because most people don't know this. And they say, oh, look at the Rabbanim, they're sitting down up. Don't go ahead and do anything that people can be chayshish you. I always tell people, brokos am an alpha and base. And the Gemara says that Chana had to explain to Eli, you think I'm drunk, that's why I'm davening, I look so crazy. I want you to know, I'm davening for a child and I'm not drunk. Tosfos says to me, Khan, that if somebody is chayshish you for doing something wrong, you have to explain. So you're not supposed to do something, the Gemara says, in such a way that someone can be chayshish you're doing something that's incorrect. So I always tell people, out of respect, if the belt's standing up, even though it's not really correct, what should we be only standing once they start the process under the chuppah? And that's why you'll see many rabbanim and makbet to be standing during the chuppah. That's when you're supposed to be standing. That's when the chosin's really done to a melech, and that's when they're starting the maisa mitzvah. Everybody stands up when the chosin kala walk down, and once they start the process, everyone sits down comfortably. That's mamish v'na hapachu. It's got to be just the opposite.
They don't stand for
the rabbanim. That's a separate shayla.
It's a man toast. Why do you have to... Is it not? I mean, if it is, then
you know, again, part of the idea, it's still their understanding. If you ask most people, Namonim, why are they standing up? So not everybody knows Yerushalmi, because standing up for a person is also going to make some mitzvah. No, say Chosin Dom HaMelech, we're being Mechami, the Chosin and the Kalab. So once they're doing it, even if it might be something that was based at the wrong time, they're still doing it for good reasons. They're doing it to go ahead and be machabe them. There's a concept, al tipras when it's even. Everybody's standing up, you're giving them covet. There's nothing wrong with standing up and giving them covet. Mamelo, that's ultimate shun team. I still have seen sometimes chosha people sitting down. Why have people be chosha darabonim? Why aren't they standing up? And best thing is, have everybody stand up. Ultimate shun team. Ramadji Yosef, Bekama Dukti in his Chuba says, I brings you your shami. When you're davening with the tzibur, when they stand up, you stand up. When they sit down, you sit down. How you do what the tzibur does, right? When in Rome, you dress as the Romans did. Hamela, if everybody's standing up, it's kedai to go ahead and stand up. So on this note of Chosin Dom HaMelech, we know Chosin is likened to a king. So we're going to have a lot of Shever Bachas Taira Metashem that's going to come out from these Shiurim. And we'll also start with the following Chosin Dom HaMelech. Wasserman and Kobe Chir Maksuvis on the Bryson Ksuvis Dav Tesayin and Base. The Gemara says Tan Rabbanan. Kate Samarat and Lifnei Akalo doesn't mention a word about the Chosin, only talks about the Kalo. So we have Machlokis Beisham and Beisilo. And Beisilo says Kala Nemachasudo. And Beisham says Kala Kamosha. You say it as it is. I, Tesis, asks on Yedzayin and Manalaf and Ksuvis the obvious question. According to you, Beisham, you say it as it is. And what if there's nothing to write home about? What if there's nothing to praise? Taisa says, "Stoke, so keep quiet." Aye, that's not a good mahalach because shtikah kiyodol might not be so good. Allah's of Taisa sinami. Every kal has something to praise. Einayim yafas yeshla, yadayim yafas yeshla. She might have nice eyes, a nice hands, nice fingers. Everyone has something to praise. So Beishamai says, find that thing to praise. I said, Beisilo, why do they not like that? Because if you say, oh, what do you have to say about the kala? Well, she's got her fingernails. I've never seen fingernails like this before. Oh, it's, it leaves the inference. Oh, everything else about her is nothing to write home about. Hazag Beisilo just issue a blanket praise, a blanket statement. Kala Nevachasud, and that's how we paskin. Beisilo is all about the Rachamim. Beishamai is all about Din. And Din is, you say it as it is, you just spell it out. Beisilo is Rachamim. Hashamas Lama, Aleph Amin Aleph. Ager comes. Shammai, Karunia Regalachas, Dochmo Biyama Sabinian pushes him away. Hillel says, no, come here. It's Hillel's all about Rachamim. Amel Hillel says, you know what? Don't embarrass any Kalo. I just say it straight out. Kalan of Chasuda. I, the Gemara says, by Shammai is a good time. And Beisilo, Amidbar Sheker Tirchok, the Posik says explicitly, Mishpatim. I ain't allowed to lie. If you're not allowed to lie, how, what are you doing here? Now let it's not pushing. Now let it lie. I said, Beisilo answers what? How okay, Mekach Beshuk. Someone to buy something in the marketplace. Yishab chenab einav, you get enab einav. Should you praise it? Somebody just bought a new car. And what do you think about this new car? What an ugly color. That's not menschlichkeit. It's not menschlichkeit. You can't go and do something like that. So, Ella, what are you saying? And the other day, you should say it's a beautiful car. I, the marshal, asked the kasho. It's a very nice svara. Someone to buy something in the shuk. It's very nice. Of course, you want to make them feel good. You want to be a mensch. And you want to say it was very nice. It's a good purchase. You don't want to be, you don't want to speak pejoratively, negatively about it. But Marsha says, but you didn't answer the kasha. I'm in Marsha Keturcha. You're not allowed to lie. So what are you doing lying? Ala Maisa, the Shita Gratza says, you see from this Gemara, and then in certain cases, you're allowed to lie a little bit. You're allowed to be magzim a little bit. Shita Gratza even says, that's why sometimes we call someone, oh, Harav Agon. Everybody's a Rav Agon today. I want a real Rav Agon. Harashka Bahag. Everyone's a Rashka Bahag today. Harav and Shoko B'nei Agola V'chule. And when Hashem Zalman Orbach got a letter that said, Rashka Bahag, Rav and Shoko B'nei Agola, he used to throw it right in the garbage can. I said, what do you mean? He says, it wasn't talking to me. Clearly, they made a mistake. It was a wrong address. His anima says, it can't be to him. In the end of the day, Ashkim Hag, Rav Reisman told me that a share of Gifter, I got from a certain on the Gadol, a letter with all these praises of Rav Agon. Rav Gifter wrote back to him, I appreciate all the praises, but please, if you send me a letter anymore with those praises, then I'm not going to open it up. I'm not going to open it up. I don't want to hear those praises. Is that not true? Sigurdsson says, I, how come sometimes we're magzim? We are exaggerating. He says, you see, from this, come on, we want to make people feel good. So there's some leeway, and that's not really Midrash Sheker Tirchak. But you see, the Marsha asks it for a kasha. I know that a lie. Marsha says, it's not lying. And the Gemara says, the beginning of the second parak, Kedushin, Kedushin, and Malafam, and Aleph, also the Kadishi, Shachi, Yerena. You're not allowed to go and get married until you see the Kala. Why? Shema Timtzeba Dovar Meguna, Vitisgana Baila, maybe you're going to see something that you don't like after you get married, and she'll be Nizgana Baila, she won't look good in the husband's eyes. Avenamar, may have to the Recha Kamaicha, and your best friend is supposed to be your wife. So you see that what? In Mechoyim to go in and see her before she got married. Zuck the Marshal. That means Reuven, when he got married to Leah, the Marshal, he had to be Mekayim, the Dina, the Gemara, and he had to see Leah. Halach Lemaisi, he had to go in and see Leah. Since he saw Leah and he decided to marry her anyway, Atzmucha Milsim in Eibay, then itself evident, and that she is pleasing in his eyes. Amela, we're not saying she's beautiful, we're saying she's subjectively Kala Nemachasuda in the eyes, beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. So we're saying that's not a lie at all. We're not speaking objectively, we're speaking subjectively. Alagabi, him who had to see his wife before he wed her, he must have liked what he saw. So we're saying, Reuven, in your eyes, she's taka, kalana v'chasuda, and therefore there's no problem. On that note, and just to make mention of a Peladik Amaisa that we've said Amin Chamarav in the past that I hear from Reuven Feinstein. Reuven Feinstein shared it again with the Tzibur de Perkei Yavashir. A true Maisa of a blind boy Moshe who was hanging out for a Tkufa by the house of the Chavetz Chaim. He was a blind boy and he would come in and out and ask the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim said, Moshe, I'm going to be your Masada Kedusha. The Gaon Hador is telling me he's going to be my Masada. He didn't think he'd ever get married. La Maisa, he's blind. What are the chances he's even going to get married? And for Baruch Hashem, we have plenty of blind people who are very happily married. About it, they could get married, but Moshe didn't think, I'm blind for birth, that he was going to get married. Chavetz Chaim says, Moshe, just remember, I am your Masada Kedushin. Okay, fine, he's saying it to make me feel good. Sure enough, the years go on, and Chavetz Chaim kept throwing him reminders every so often. Finally, he comes in one day to Chavetz Chaim, he says, Rebbe, I'm a chosin, gevaldik, I'm a chosin. Chavetz Chaim says, remember the deal we made? I'm going to be Masada Kedushin. Says, okay, gevaldik, comes the day of the chasana. Chavetz Chaim is standing there under the chuppah with Moshe, and he says, Moshe, before we start, the Gemara states, Kedushim Amalef also Lekadosh Isha Chirena. Are you not allowed to get married? Again, he's an owner saying, Lechon is going to be Zah. No, Chavetz Chaim says, if Chazal say also Lekadosh Isha Chirena, Moshe, can you see the color? Rebbe, I can't see the color. What do you mean, good? Moshe, stated Chazal, also Lekadosh Isha Chirena. Can you see the color? Rebbe, I can't. Moshe, see the color. Rebbe, I could see. And the Chavetz Chaim went and was Masada Kedushin, and Moshe had a miracle. And he opened up his eyes and he was able to see the color. And the world of the Chavetz Chaim, if Chazal say, also Lekadish Isha Al Shireno, if you're living in the world of the Chavetz Chaim, it's literal, it's pshuto, shel Chazal, it has to be true. So Chavetz Chaim, yeah, that's why he was always mocked, but I can't wait, I can't give him a bracha stam, I can't ask for an ace of the Malam and Ateva, but I can come and be Tavei the Ribbono Shel under the Chuppah, and when it comes time to marry him off, and he has to fulfill the dictum of Chazal, and then I can insist in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, hey, Mr. You have to give him his eyesight to Kachava. Also, the Kanashi Shachirana. Amela soak the Marsha, since it's all subjective. He saw. So, in his eyes, Ashish Kalam Chasudas, there's no problem with the lie. Frank Rabbi Chonawasim, and though I have a Kasha, and the Gemara doesn't say a word about the Chasin. All it says what? Is the Kalas Kalam Chasuda. And yet, we have a Gemara Maseches Brachos, Nevavam and Beis. Ashtaitin Chazal Amor of Chelba Amor of Huna, Kalanen Mesudas Chasam. Over Bechamisha Kolos. Anyone who goes to a chasana and you don't make the chasan happy, and the Kotzker and others say, no, Einim Asamcha means you have to be happy. You have to make sure you're happy. And the post can even say the chasan is a chiv to make himself happy. And he also is a chiv of Simchas Chasan. The chasan is to make himself happy. You transgress the five kolos, kososim, kosimcha, kochosim, kokal, kometzalas, chasana, mechapasim. Essentially, we all know the nigan. Aveim Asamcha Mascharo, and if you make him happy, what's the reward? Three-way machlokas, according to Hashem Levi Yizokhra Torah, which was given by Chamisha Kolos, five mentions of call regarding Matan Tairo. According to Nechama Meyitzchak, Yilubon Aches Mechum Seshalayim, it says, if you built up the ruins of Yerushalayim, ask Sefer Vayagin Mordechai. If every time you Samantha Chasan Kali, you build up the ruins of Yerushalayim, why didn't we build it up by now? And how many chasanas we've had by now? Ask the Sefer Vayagin Mordechai. So why didn't Yerushalayim build up? We should have built it up a long time ago. He says, Ella, what? We don't have the right kavanas. And we don't have the right kavanas. We're not really going the Shem Shamayim to go and do the mitzvah. I was at a chasana, a Pella, a few years ago. And I'm dancing on the dance floor. And the guy in front of me was watching an NFL playoff game as he's dancing in front of the chasana on his phone. I said, you want to watch the game? Go outside. Leave the room. On the dance floor. He's not just checking the scores. He's watching the game as he's going. And this is Simchas Chasan. It has to be L'Shem Shamayim. If everybody were doing L'Shem Shamayim, not for themselves, they're not eating the prime rib, they're not eating the meat, and for themselves, they're doing it just to go and make the family happy. Then, if Shem Mashiach can come, we can build up the ruins of Yerushalayim. And that's what Nechama Yitzchak writes, Rabbi Yavo, Kilu Hikriv Toda. That's as if you're Makav a Karban Toda. Many of them inform you exactly what the Maila is. For our purposes, back to Rabbi Chana Wasserman, the Gemara doesn't mention a word about the Kala. Ka'anena Mesudas Chasan, Aveino Misamcho. Doesn't say a word about being Mismech the Kala. So what's going on over here? What happened to the Kala? How come she disappeared? Now there is a medrash a Yalkut Shimon Yitzchayu that has the Nusach, Kolnenu Misudas Choson VeKalo VeInu MisSamcham. There is a Medrash that I found that actually does mention the Kalo, which makes this Kasha fall by the wayside. On the Maisa, that's not Unzur Nusach. It's not the way the Bavli appears by us. Asalach LaMaisa, what is our Nusach? Our Nusach is. It only mentions the chosim. It doesn't mention a word about the kalo. And so which one is it? Are we making, thank you, are we making the chosim happy? Are we making the kalo happy? Explains Rabbi Chonam Asim, there must be what? The din is to make the chosim happy. How do you make a chosim happy? By praising the kalo in the eyes of the chosim. That's how you make him happy. What does he want to hear about? All he wants to hear about is the milas of the kalo. Amelo, that's how he reconciles the conflicting gemara. The din of simcha is really to make the chosin happy. How do you make him happy? You praise the kala in the eyes of the chosin, that's how you make him happy. All right, so Rabbi Leib Steinman and Ayelas HaShachar, according to that, Rabbi Chanan, it should come out that what? That the ikur din simcha is make him happy by praising the kala in his eyes. And the problem is, chosin doma lemelech, ma melech mechav den oso mekalsin oso, we clearly see, a chazal, the end of chapter 16 in Pirkei Dolazah, Bar Lozah ben Horkanis, you're supposed to praise the chosin, right? So Rabbi Leib Steinman, and as Ayelas HaShachar must be, that Rabbi Chanan might be right, that the ikur din simcha's chosin is primarily to praise the kala and the eyes of the chosin, but you still see that it's tzvei dinim, there's a second din of praising the chosin in and of himself. And Rav Yitzchak Sternhill writes in his Kunches Kvod Malachit, printed at the beginning of Chela Gimel of Shal Shachivis Koch VeYitzchak, and he says, if chosin domol amelach, clearly the kala also is domol amalka, and the same way there's an Indian singing the praises of the chosin, as an Indian singing the praises of the kala, so you have to go in and sing the praises of both. Writes Rav Adler, and this is the father of the Mechaber of the two-volume work Nisuin Kolchosin, a collection of Halachos on Inyani Nisuin. And so this is Rav Moshe Adler, the father of the Mechaber, and he has a short Psach Dover, an introduction of sorts to his son Sefer. And he says, the Gemalde Gezach, something that I mentioned in the past, Abayin Ofruf. And he says, Lamaisa, we know that Chosin is Domon Lamelech. Chosin is like a king. So what's this idea of Chosin Domon Lamelech that we're telling him he's like a king? What are we really being modgish? What's really the emphasis that we're comparing him to a king? As he says, we have a Gemor Maseches Megillah. And the Gemara relates in Megillah Daf Tazayin Amud Beis, Tala Be'ina Sagilei. And we know, why did Yosef HaTzadik bow down to his father Yaakov Avinu? And so Rashi cites there on the Pasuk, the beginning of Ayachi, the idea of Tala Be'ina Sagilei. What? The Zohar explains this. Chama says he found in the Sefer. It's a Zohar that flushes out the idea. And says that the lion is the king of the jungle. Even though the lion's the king of the jungle, 1 month a year, the fox rules over the jungle. The fox, the slyest animal, most clever of them all, he takes over for the lion, goes on vacation. He gets a sabbatical every year. He gets a month off. And who takes over for the lion? And the clever, the sly fox asks the Imri Emes Migur, why is it that the fox takes over? And why do the fox? Why don't they give it to the giraffe? How about the elephant? Elephant can take on any lion, any fight lion against a giraffe, against an elephant. Elephant with its trunk, it's a peladikazach, the peel. The trunk of an elephant can take a lion, smack a lion, and send it flying up to 50 feet. And the same trunk can pick up one single grain of sand or a single blade of grass. That's the power of the trunk. You need a whole team of lions to bring down an elephant. So why don't you make the elephant the king of the jungle? And we know when there's a tsunami, there's a book written, a New York Times bestseller that I have at home. It's called Always Follow the Elephants. Based on one of the essays, if there's a tsunami, and notice, remember the last major tsunami besides the recent one, going back to Thailand, Indonesia, over 250,000 corpses they found. Rahman al-Islam had the biggest casualty from tsunami we've had in recent history. Over 250, they found barely any animal corpses. Where were the animals? Where were the pets? Everybody, where were all the animals? Animals all over the place. And the answer is, because the animals know you follow the elephants. And the elephants can sense in the bottom of their feet. They have such sensitive sensors. Animals can communicate by stomping on the ground, sending messages. And they can communicate with other elephants that are miles away by sending vibrations at different intervals of time. Stomping on the ground and sending a vibration that gets sent in the ground, and the elephant 5 miles away picks it up in the bottom of the sole of its foot. That's unbelievable. Zach, so Melo, what's a tsunami? When there's a shift in the tectonic plates underneath the ocean, so it sends vibrations through the ground. The elephants have such sensitive sensors in the soles of their feet, they can pick up the vibrations. They start running to mountains and to higher ground. All the animals know, if you see the elephants running, you follow the elephants. Always follow the elephants, and that's why the only animal corpses were the pets that will lock them at home, but otherwise all the animals ran after the elephants. Make the elephant king of the jungle. And why do they make the fox the king of the jungle? Zokti Yemriyemes, it's poshut. You know why? And because he says, you know what happens? If they would make the giraffe, the elephant, the cheetah, the world's fastest land mammal, 71 miles an hour, and you're going to go and make it the king of the jungle for the 1 month. You know what happens the first day? Okay, it's the king's jungle. I better take good care of it. Second day, hey, the view is really nice up here. I like the king's palace. By day number, hey, this is good. Hey, after a week, lion? Who said anything about a lion? I'm the king. 2 weeks in, the lion's not even coming back. This is my jungle, and he's not going to take care of the jungle, and he forgets that the lion's coming back one day. Lion comes back a month later. Giraffe, elephant, hippopotamus, what'd you do to my jungle? And he's going to kill him. Only one. Everybody knows. You better make sure. Who's going to take, who knows? And he's got the brains that if the lion comes back and he's not pleased, he's going to devour you. That's the fox, the sly, clever fox. He's the one to take over when the king goes away. And the animals say, we can't trust ourselves. We can trust the fox. Fox knows that he's not going to get too complacent. He'll take good care of the king's kingdom. Azog to get rid of the Emriyemis, he says, Gevaldik. At the end of the day, you know why they all picked the fox? Because we know the fox is not going to mess up the kingdom. All right, the Emriyemis, Chosin Domo Lemelech, you're not a king. The king is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The king might be this king, the president of the United States, the king of this, you're not a king. But you know what? For this Tkufa Mesu Yemet, you're a king. Tashbait says, you're a king when you stand under the chuppah. That's when you're crowned with the lofty status of a melech, and it lasts for 7 days. Shemar Baruch Hu, Shekon Melech, the Tashbait writes, for 7 days. You're only going to be a melech for these 7 days. Don't mess up the kingdom. Don't mess up the golden opportunities of the Emriyemes. We're making you a king. And what are we letting you know? This is a golden opportunity. And it might not ever happen again. It should have never happened again. This should be it. And make good use of the time. Maximize every precious second, every precious moment. And then amidst Hashem, you will take that Bechina Malchus and you carry it weiter. So Chosin Dovon Lamelech, Mamelech, Machavdin also, Makalsin also. We praise the Chosin, but the status doesn't really begin until he's standing under the chuppah. So now we have a chosin standing under the chuppah, and we bring over the kos, and we have a kos of yayin for birchas erusin, and we have a kos of yayin for birchas nisua. Anybody know Makar? Where does it say we have a kos? Where does it say you're supposed to have a kos? All right, the tzlusa, the machamber of tzlusa de Avram, Rav Avram of Vertigar, he says in Perakei of a Sefer Eidus the Israel. And Birchas Erusin v'Nisuin Mesajon al Kos Yayin, meaning what? We start out Birchas Erusin with the Berbrei Geffen. We start out Birchas Nisuin likewise with the Berbrei Geffen. And where does it come from? He writes, "Our vertigo beGemara haBavli shalafaneinu, although Huskar meFurish atZorach beKos Yayin, and never mentions anywhere in Chazal that you're supposed to recite the Birchas Erusin on wine, and nor Birchas Nisuin on wine." And we're going to see the Gemara in just a moment. And Lamaisa doesn't appear anywhere. I says, where do we see? Oh, there's a Zohar, and there's a Brice in Mesechas Kalo, a Berachas Hasanim. It doesn't even mention it by Berachas Erusin. And the end of the day, he brings down possible Makoros to the Yenin, and he brings down several Rishonim, and they'll talk about it. And he says, Lissikum, in summary, and the end of the day, We can't be masik a maskana gemuru machletus. We can't be koveya maskanas, and we don't have clear rayas, but we have some rayas that already in the tkufas haTalmud they were mevarach al hakos. And he brings some Yerushalmi, some Zohars. We might have things that clearly are indicative, and that they did make the bracha al hakos. And the end of halacha lamaisa, arov rabaseinu arishon matzichim kos yayin, agamal birchas erusin, avagamal birchas nisuin. And the end of the day, the Rambam says, no, you only have to bring one cup. Halachal Meis of the Minigis, we use two cups, one for Birchas Erusin and one for Birchas Nisun, as a possible explanation. And the end of the day, why are we reciting these brachas on Yayin? What's going on here? Safini is tight, we can answer based on Rav Shlomo Kluger.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
We know that the first union, Ezer Connector, was Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava messed up the world by doing what? Achila from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. And what was the nature of the fruit on the forbidden tree? A machlokes in the Gemara. Brachas daf mem, Sanhedrin daf ayin. Aramei Rabino Rechanina was either a Taina, a Geffen, or a Chita. A Medrash Rabbi was an Esra. All right. Rav Shlomo Kluger. Now, we've discussed in the past how the Ben Ish Chai writes in his Ben Yehoyada on the Gemara in Brachas Tav Mem Amud Aleph that Elo Velo Dilkim Chai, and believe it or not, they were all on the same tree. It was one tree that had wheat, wine, and figs, and an esrog on the same tree, and it's a Mefurish Tikuni Zohar Daf Kav Zayin Amud Aleph. Elo Velo, we hold of all the Shitas. They're arguing which was the Iker fruit that they took that they went after. But the maskana, all of those fruit were on the same exact tree, the Tzedas Tavara. A righteous Shlomo Kluger, but really, we see throughout Shas, that even though Elu Ve'elu, the number one opinion we espouse is that it was a Geffen. A righteous Shlomo Kluger, in his Chochma Shlomo, and Urchaim, and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, you know why we make Kiddush on Shabbos and Yantav Alakos? Why do we make Havdalah Alakos? Why do we bench Alakos? And why are we always having a kosher broch, everything Alakos? All right, so Shlomo Kluger, you know why? Because really we hold that the opinion was they went after the wine. And the Chora makes a lot of sense. If I were to ask you, take your prick. You want a piece of wheat? You want a fig? You want to eat an esrog? How many people like eating esrogs? You want a cup of wine? It turns out I don't like wine. My wife just went today to return some wine the Yayin Kal. So there's a new Yayin Kal from Eretz Yisrael. So my wife wanted to return some Yayin Kals we have made in America, very low alcohol content. So she went today to Chateau de Vin to exchange them for Yayin Kal from Eretz Yisrael. So we can make an Al Gafna instead of Al Priya Gafna. Now pre-gaf, no. So she exchanged those. We have nice bottles of wine. We use it on Shabbat. So I said, no, Rebbetzin, I'll take it back and I'll give you the Eretz Yisrael Yayin Kal. But Rebbetzin, I have an easy solution. Just teach your husband to like wine, and so you don't have to ever come back in return. Just teach him to like wine. And the end of the day, most people have to teach Noach. What's the first thing he went after? He didn't go ahead and plant the wheat stalk, and he didn't plant figs. Yeah, some people like fig bars and fig newtons. And that's, look at the psukim, taibahule, nayim, nechman, lamara, what's, and the grapes, they smell great, and they look great, they look juicy, pastas, and the other thing, they might have all been on the tree, but l'chairo Shlomo Kluger's geshmak, which one really got him? L'chairo, the same one that got Noach, is the same one that got Adam, and the Gemara even says that what brings Yolol, the bad things happen when you drink too much wine, and so they went up to it, so now we have to be masakin it. Chasalar Kovea Kiddush ala kos, Havdol ala kos, Amirkas Amazon ala kos, wine is constant, emphasis ala kos, be masake in the chait of Adam and Chava. They ate from the forbidden Geffen. I want you to now take the Geffen and I want you to use it in a mitzvah. And you're going to use it to every mitzvah to say, I'm going to search every golden opportunity that I can chop. I want to go ahead and take that same Geffen. And this time I'm going to use it in the right time, the right measure. I'm going to use it for a bar mitzvah. And I'm going to go to be Mekadesh it. Lefini is daiti. Al pi Shlomo Kluger, it's very geshmak. How, if there's any time, according to him, that you want to be masakim at the union of Alakos, if Adam and Chava got into the first fight, and the first, Isha Shenasati Imadi, and she's the one who gave me the Geffen, she went after the alcohol. It's the Rebbetzin who bought back the alcohol from Chateau de Vin. I bought it to the rabbi. Don't blame the rabbi. The Rebbetzin, in the end of the day, and that first union came about through what? the Merchava got into the first argument, Ayyadei Geffen. Avada Chazal are going to be Masaki, not just for Kiddush and Avdolah. Avada, if we're going to now marry every single man and woman, and it's going to be what? Ayyotzer Sodom et Salmo, and it's going to be Gan Eden Mikedem, Kisamecho Yitzchak, we're going to Mikedem. We're going out to Gan Eden Mikedem. Bring out the wine. Bring out the wine, Mashas the Erisin. Bring out the wine, Mashas the Nisuin. If there's any Zman Mesukalafini is dated to be Masaki, it was Mavish Adam and Chava, their big affair that they made by being married, was they bought a separated, they made a mistake, because they got messed up by day one, and ultimately they separated Erevin, and Moshe says, Yitzhak Beis, for 130 years, Adam was Pirish Meyishto, all because they drank from the wine. And this is the time to be Masakin. Amela, they were Masakin ala Kos, and Berkas Erevin starts with the Ripper Geffen, and a separate Kos, Berkas Nisuin, and you see what, even though it's one Maisa Kedushin, and the end of the day, Phineas Dighty, no, there's an emphasis. I bring out two cups, and most we show them all that it should be two separate. Halacha l'maaseh, it could be one cup, but you see that what? There's one thing called Berachas Erusim, and it's two separate Berachas Geffens when it comes to the marriage. If sure, all of them had to be Machsak in his, and Kal Chava had to be Machsak in hers. Now let's take a look at the Gemara. So we have the Gemara Ksuvas Dav Zayin Amud Beis. We mentioned, we have to mention it again, such a geshmaka maisa, and B'nai Brak once of Chaim Kreisworth, the famed Rav of Antwerp, and was called up to recite the brachas when Rishach, the Punavitch of Rosh Hashiva, I was Masada Kedushin, and nobody had the Shever Brachas cards, nobody had a sitter, and they called over Kreisworth and the Machabidim with all the Shever Brachas. So he turns to the Punavitch of Rosh Hashiva, he says, does anyone have a sitter? Anyone have the Nusach Brachas? And Rishach starts to laugh, he says, Nusach Brachas, we get it from the Gemara, it's the Gemara here, starting at Zion and Beis, going to Chesem and Aleph. Says Rav Chaim, you know Shas word for word about Peh. So just say the Gemara. What do you need a sitter? You know about Peh. You don't need a sitter. He says, of course I know it by heart. Problem is, if I just say it from the Gemara, I won't know what to stop. Once you get me started, I'm not going to be able to stop. That's going to be the problem. I'm going to be so into the Gemara, I'm going to keep going. Chazon Ish even writes in his Kovitz Igros and Chelik Alevinos in Igro Lamed, Achronim are writing so much. Why? Because they're so excited about the Torah. They can't stop. The Rishonim knew what to stop. The Achronim don't have the same koch as the Rishonim what to stop, so they got so excited about the Gemara. They keep writing and writing, and they don't know what to stop. That's when the Achronim writes so much, so many more words. They're so far more verbose than the Rishonim. They keep going, they keep going. That was the Simcha that they had. So let's take a look at the Gemara bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara says as follows. About 10 lines up from the bottom, second one of the lines, Zayin Amud Beis and Ksuvas. Amai Mevarach, Gemara, started by the two dots, Tanavon and Sinai Debraiso, Mevarachin Berchas Hasanah Beis Chasanim, Yehuda says, Ava Beis Eirusin, Mevarachin Sim Rabaye, and Vachotan Yehuda, Mevarachin Berchas Hasanah Beis Chasanim, Berchas Eirusin, Beis Eirusin. Berchas Eirusin, my Mevarach, what is the Nusach of the Bruch of Eirusin? Now remember, it used to be that they did in Eirusin. The Gemara says later, it's a Mishnah later on in Zayin and Aleph. Nosin lebesulo shemes achodesh uliyamon shloshim yo. It used to be that they got engaged, they waited a year in a case of besulo before they got married. Case of an amana, they waited 30 days. Nowadays, the minigas, of course, we do the Eirusin, the Yisuin biyachat. So, a Masana Kedushin stands up, takes the kos of Yayin, remember, and it's a shiloh whether he's mechuyev to drink from it, because he's just really being the shliach to be motzi the chosin and his chiyev of the bracha. See, he tells, and I always, when I'm a sada kedushin, I tell the chosin a kala to have in mind that they're being yotzi with my bracha. I'm making the bracha on their behalf. They should, I'm having mind to be motzi them, and they should have a mind to be yotzi with my bracha. And then, so again, some people spill on the fingers beside a kiddushin and take a sip. Some people sip after the chos and take a sip. All the poskim say, Sanda doesn't need to drink at all. He's being there, yotzi shemekon, he's being motzi them. And they go on and drink a team of mama from the coast, and they drink from the cup. I did have one case that the chosin was allergic to wine. And many guys that we use wine. Why do we use white wine? For no halachic reason whatsoever. And we don't want to spill the red wine on the white dress, etc. So he used white wine. See, here he was allergic to wine. What was I going to do? So I said, let's use grape juice. Our problem is, and he can only drink grape juice, couldn't drink wine. I said, you got to get the grape juice, not the dark one, because then they're going to think we don't know the minhag. Again, it's the same thing Mara's saying. People, the rabbi doesn't know the halacha. They don't know red. They think it's halacha. No, it's only the white dress. But you got to get that the pear color, the apple, that special, the grape juice, the kedem grape juice, that looks like wine, and rather than looks like, now we have another problem. If what if he's allergic to that? So in the end of the day, we used, instead of a glass, it turns out we had to get a different grape juice, and the only grape juice he's able to drink, and you'll be able to see clearly that it's not wine. So we used a silver becher, rather than using a regular white coast that was see-through. This way nobody knows. I poured it already beforehand. I had the bottle hidden and I went and poured it. And then I had it in non-see-through glass. It was all, as far as anyone's concerned, it was a different type of grape juice. And they went and they had the grape juice. So without a problem. So you got to know. Make sure we do it right. So what do we have? We have the Berachas Eirusin. And what is the Nusach? Writes the Gemara as follows. Mami Vorech, Raven Bar Ravada, Rabba Ravada, Travai Mishrei Rav Yudah Amri, and they said in the name of Yudah, you say, Brochat Hashem Akin Macholo, Hashem Kirishon of Aswaits of Timano Al Harayas, Vasolanas Arusos, Svitolanas and Asus and Echuba Vikidushin. And we have a number of questions over here. Why in the world are we making a brocha for that which Hashem Asr to us? The Rosh asks us for a kasha. We don't have any precedent. We're making a bracha. Thank you, Hashem, for assuring the Arusos. When else do we make a bracha? Thank you, Hashem, for calling this off limits. What's going on with that? Asher Kishon Tzivano Al Arayis. Thank you, Hashem, for commanding us on Arayis and Parshios Achrimos and Kedoshim. What in the world's going on over there? Thank you, Hashem, for assuring us the Arayis. And now, since you assured all these women to us, you assured us the Arayis, you assured us the Arusas, who are not in Arayis, but she's only engaged, she's not married yet. Aye, but once you get married, hit to Lanuas and Nesuos, and now you are Mater Nesuos, Ayidei Chuba Vikidushin, such an Arichas, what exactly are we saying over here? And now the obvious Kasha, Ayidei Chuba Vikidushin, which one comes first? Kiddushin is equivalent with Erusin, is getting engaged. Ishin Niknes Shosh Lakonis Atzmo. Mesakis Kiddushin, the Maisa Kiddushin, is getting engaged. Ish is Makanish the Isha. And then Isuin is the Chuppah. And what comes first? First comes Kiddushin and then comes Chuppah. And it should be Ayadei Kiddushin with Chuppah. What's going on with the order over here? Amet Hashem? That's what we're going to get to next week. We have to talk about the Nusach and Abrocha. But let's start the discussion before we get to some Sefer. Aidus the Yisrael, let's turn to Gayoni Ashas. And let's ask another basic question, and with this, and we'll close tonight. Are we missing something? This person, let's say, was never married before, and even if they were, at the end of the day, this is a new Ischachas. What bracha should we be making? Shechianu, where is the bracha Shechianu? If you have Gayoni Ashas, it's one of the photocopied pages. That's Rav Yosef Engel, Gayoni Ashas, page 40, on the Gemara Ksuvis. Mitchim, next week when I get the copying machine working, we'll all have the Marshal and the Mordechai, and we'll break apart other Rishonim. We're talking about the Nusach of the wording of Berachas Eirusin, a bracha that we see nothing else in all of the Berachas HaMitzvahs, and nothing else is like it. So we'll see some interesting Pshatim. But for tonight, let's take a look at Rabbi Yosef Engel. You have here on page 40, Mevorchen Berachas Chasonim. Near Beinai, Madue Mevorchen Zman and Isua Yisha, Akimo Akne Kalim Chadoshim. Why in the world do we not recite a Shechianu Kimanu Zman is that? And when you buy a car, you make a Shechianu. When you buy a new dress, and you make a, well, make a Radin, you made a Shechianu, and they didn't have a lot of dresses without getting into that Shaila from Bizmanenu. And why do we not make a Shechianu? He cites the Rokeach, one of the Gedol Rishon. Ayin Rokeach and Simon Shinai and Aleph, Adibir Mezebe Kaso, Telefishani Suin Basaro, Aim of Orchin Zmano, Dabar Shubasifas Al. Okay, what in the world does that mean? Since Nisuin requires us, so the Gemara earlier on Zion Rebbe says that for the Birchas Chasanim and for the Shever Brachas, the Birchas, you need to have what? You need to have a minion. The Gemara cites a pasuk. You need to have a minion present. We need to have 10 people who are answering to the Birchas Chasanim. What's pshat? Writes Rabbi Yosef Engel as follows. Venira Kavanoso, what does the Rukeach mean? It's a cave in the gam heim smechem imo. Havile ke islach rini shutfus bahade. Adem evarchen zman. Rakatov vehametiv. Halacha maisi, you buy a new car. What bracha do you make? We did in the Gemara. Shechianu. What if your wife is going to be, your spouse is going to be using the car? What if your children are going to be using the car? What if your friend's going to be using the car? Your roommate's going to be using the car? Have it someone else besides you? And then it's not Shechianu, it's Tova Meitiv. So you know why we don't make a Shechianu? Since you need to have 10 people there and they're partners in the Simcha, it's not just you. You're bringing Simcha to other people. So it's not Shechianu, it's Tova Meitiv. I know what you're going to ask. So make it Tova Meitiv. Let's be patient. Hulam. Amy Shemai says, no, I don't like that. What is the Rokech need to come on to that? You don't need to bring 10 people into the picture. I'll just say they're getting married. There's a shittif between the Ish and the Isha. And the Ish is a shittif to the Isha, and the Isha is a shittif to the Ish. So in the end of the day, you don't need to come on to the 10 people. Right now, there's a simcha. So all you have to do is say, they don't make shechiyano, because the man is being mesameach the kal, and the kal is being mesameach the chosen. So it's a tova meitiv. Oh, well, I came in the Rakesh Kona up. But since really the man is doing the kinyan, and ain't who nick in the law, he's not being acquired to her, he's just acquiring her, and maybe it's not really a shutfus, and that's why the Rokeach had to say the 10 people. But you didn't really answer the kashach. Olam, however, gam hagu for kasha, and deliver chatoma meitiv. And why do you make a toma meitiv? So now there are other people there. I tell my mate should be warranted. I in the Shashivas Halachas Katanas and Simon Zayin. Avizel Shono. Nimtzav of Kisvei Ari Butin, Shanose Yisha Yochol Amar Shechiyano, Ein Echanami. Here you have the Shanshus Halachas Ketanus recites that if you get married, you can make a Shechiyano. Kshesholu is Pia Rav Or Shraga, but when they asked the Rav Or Shraga, who wrote this Sfarim Or Shraga Amar La'amar, Hayalam Lisha, what are you asking me whether you should make a Shechiyano? You catch a Shevi Yom Yomar Dayanames. And you're getting married. What are you asking me if you make Shechiyano? Maybe you should be asking me if you should make a dynamis. He doesn't just mean to make a joke. Tzorach lomar kavanah. So you know what his kavanah is? At the kaven the zocha. What's ezer kenegdo? If you're zocha, she's an ezer. If you're not zocha, she's kenegdo. Rashi says in Chumash. Omi yomar reklibi zachisi. And the huva sopik matzo motzel lechein in levarach zman. What are you going to make a Shechiyano? Oh, this is great, Shechiyano. You don't know if it's going to be great. Brachas chesem and aleph. Every time a person got married, we said motzo motze. Motze yishem motze tova. Motze ani marmi mavis. Is it going to be great? Is it not going to be great? We don't know right now. Right now you're getting married. Our future is unknown. That's what he meant. Not that I wish you a bad marriage. You should be making a dynamis. I said, you don't know what it's going to be. How can you make a Shechiyano? Right now you know it's a good car. So you know right now it's a good car. It's going to take you where you need to go. So right now you make the Shechiyano, if you're sharing with other people, it's a Tova Meitiv. As the writer Yosef Engel, maybe what he meant was, since we see that Chazal viewed it, that it could go either way. It could be an Ezer, it could be Kenegdo. We don't know yet which way it's going to be. Matzo Motze. At this point in time, you can't make a Shechiyano, you can't make a Tova Meitiv. And by that time already, once you're already married, then it's not the same as Chachos anymore. And maybe you don't make the Bracha. That's what he suggests. And maybe he is a reason why. And you don't go in and say it. For the mitzvah Hashem, and next week we will get to the shayla of why we see the uniqueness of this bracha. Only time that we have a bracha praising Hashem for assering things, and then we talk about how he's matar us different things. Chuppah v'kiddush in the opposite order. And what's going on? Does it mean like some rishonim might say chuppah that already had kiddush in kvar, but still the appropriate sequence ought to still have been kiddush in chuppah? Maybe it's a reference to matan taira. Maybe Torah, the chuppah of the kafli markegigis preceded the ma'aseh kedushin. As definitely what to talk about, we will tackle piecemeal beis Hashem's bracha next week, the actual nusach of the bracha, and then we will get to the brachas of the shiva brachas after Rebbe Geffen. We'll talk about the six brachas, and we will mention the famous Keren Or and Yevamah Samachbeis, how they were masakin these six brachas keneged the six missing things before a person gets married that he then gets after he gets married. They masakin six brachas keneged those six things. We'll see how they match up, and we'll tear apart with Siyata Dishmaya.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.